1043.com or talk1041.com or WEEB990.com. Top middle of the page is where the link's located. You go up to the upper right-hand corner of any of our pages. You click that little icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. You're listening to our broadcast signal just as quick as you can click it. All right, weather for today. It's going to be miserable. Partly cloudy, hot, humid, thunderstorm, 94. Heat index 102 tomorrow, mostly sunny, 96. Heat index 104. And Friday, mostly sunny, 96. Heat index 103. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are north at 1. Pressure is 3041. Solar radiation up to 58 watts per square meter. Dew point 74. Humidity 89%. It is sunny and 77 degrees here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB. All right, it is Wednesday. John Zumwalt joins us now with the extended Zumwalt Zone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everyone. Every other Wednesday, we are lucky enough to have Dale Falwell on here. He is the state treasurer for the state of North Carolina. I always appreciate him coming on. He doesn't have to do that. He will answer literally any question that the listeners send in or that I just happened to ask him. We never prearrange any of the questions. He'll not like me saying this, but he is one of the most powerful men in North Carolina. He has a lot to do with what's going on. He's made a lot of enemies in the form of what he will call cartels, and we'll let that be explained by him later on, perhaps. He talks about taking care of our money. He often uses the phrase, those that teach, protect, and otherwise serve. And I'm always so very happy to have State Treasurer Falwell on here. Good morning, Treasurer Falwell.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. We also, the Treasurer usually can only give us about 10 minutes because he's going from one place to the next to the next. And if you're ever in an event with him, you see he's got 20, 30 people just standing around waiting to grab his arm. Also here today is a former district attorney here, and she's here. We're going to be talking, after we lose our main guest, we're going to be talking about some of the times when you can shoot and not shoot. There seems to be a lot of myths about that, about the when it's okay to shoot someone. But for right now, let's go straight to Treasurer Falwell. Treasurer, my first thing that I'd like to ask you about is the town of East Laurinburg, and I'm not interested in pointing names or accusing people of anything. I just would like to hear your thoughts on it in so far as it could be a warning to other folks. You just can't keep doing things and doing them and doing them expecting to keep getting away with it. Or can you?
Well, East Laurinburg is is now a community. Last month it was a city. We initiated the process through the treasurer's office to de-charter East Laurinburg. Even though they're not a city anymore, they'll always be a community. But this was after years and nearly decades of lack of transparency, lack of audits, lack of governance, and really lack of confidence when you look at what the state auditor found in East Laurinburg. As your listeners know, we've talked about this, we have lots of communities, especially in rural North Carolina, who are really suffering. And East Laurinburg can no longer be a city, and so they have now lost their charter. The state auditor did an extensive audit on East Laurinburg, and when she finished there, she went to Spring Lake, which is to the east of you, and in Spring Lake, it was determined that, there's nearly half a million dollars missing out of the small town of Spring Lake. Nearly 35 vehicles are missing in Spring Lake.
Wow.
City vehicles, and we would much rather be the Maytag repair people where nothing was broken, but unfortunately that is not the case.
Well, now I'm just curious. Will that missing money and those missing items, realistically, do we have a good chance for them to be recovered someday?
I don't think so. A prosecutor easily, from federal prosecutor, has indicted this person from Spring Lake who forged these checks. Your listeners should know, and that it's very important for them to know, that I have a copy of one of these checks made out to a nursing home on benefit of her mother, over hundreds of thousands of dollars to the nursing home off the city checking account of Spring Lake and even put her mother's name on the memo line. So at least she got that part right, that she wanted the money to make sure it went toward her mother's nursing home bill. But we're facing this these issues in small government all across North Carolina. And it's another opportunity for me to tell you and your young listeners that there are lots of good opportunities for great jobs in local government, whether city government or county government or the state government. And with everything going on, it's a good place to look for career opportunities.
Before I get to one of the questions that I really would like to ask you, if you don't mind, Treasurer, I've got some friends listening today, including a brother and a sister, who I've talked to about the money that could be waiting for them. Now, they live in Texas, and but you know what? That money's in Texas. It's everywhere. I don't know if everyone's got a system set up the way you've set up the system in North Carolina and how easy it is to get this money. We're not talking about Powerball. We're not talking about some long, convoluted form. I love it whenever you go over this because people always text me and say, oh, my gosh, we found money. We had no idea we had it.
Well, nccash.com is just another valuable reason for people to turn into your radio format, not to be just affirmed but actually informed. We smashed all records, paying out $105 million thanks to shows like yours and helping us get the word out. And it's very important that they go to nccash.com, look at their name, maiden, kids, parents, church, nonprofit. I spoke to the North Carolina Truckers Association Monday in Asheville. A person there, a trucking company, had $80,000 sitting at nccash.com. I spoke to a person going into, when I was getting ready to speak to them, they said, oh, I looked at nccash.com a few years ago. It's important for your listeners to know that we just took in another $200 million. So if they checked their name a year or so ago, they should check their name again.
Okay, Treasurer, I want you to know that if you find me $1 million, it'll be worth $5 to you as soon as I get that money. I just want to let you know I'm not a cheap man. I've got a question I'd like to ask you. Well, as a matter of fact, you know what? Let me ask Maureen this first and see if you have anything to add to it. Maureen, you've been the district attorney here for 14 years. You retired. Before that, you were the assistant district attorney, and before that, you were a defense attorney. So here's my question. Will you marry me?
Yes.
No, it's a serious question, woman.
Well, if you're going to be serious, then I guess I have to say yes.
Okay, now, this is not just a trick. When I get off air, you're going to say no.
You should have seen her. She turned instant red.
Well, I was busy scrolling through my phone, seeing if I had any cash at nccash.com.
Well,
somehow, I'm going to look for you just to make sure you can support me in the way I want to become accustomed.
So all of a sudden, that's important. Well, listen, I don't know if any of you ever saw it in Treasure. I don't know how long you can stay with us, but you're certainly welcome. But I did my homework. I looked on the internet and I saw where Dog the Bounty Hunter was on the Dr. Oz show, and he had proposed live on television, and the girl he proposed to said no, and he looked like a complete idiot. And so then I'm thinking, oh no. So I prepared a few things here just in case she were to say no, to try and talk her into it. Like, one, here's one that I wrote down. Maureen.
Jay-Z.
Yes.
Jay-Z. Maureen could tell you. Congratulations. You can't have a discussion until you have a second. So I second the motion.
Okay. Well,
Robert's rules is in the house, starting from the beginning.
I was going to check and see if we had a delay, and if we did have a delay and you did not second the motion, that'd be it. We don't know what happened to the treasurer.
He hit the dump button.
That's people in Laurinburg have had enough. But what I was going to say was, one of my things to try and talk her into it, because I didn't want to be like Dog the Bounty Hunter, sit there and boo-hoo, like, I was going to say, Maureen, I'm 73. This is not really that big of a commitment. come on. You can put up with a little bit. In fairness, are you still texting?
We got a couple congratulations already.
Well, this is
and
bad
some
enough.
Condolences.
This is the condolences. This it's bad enough that I'm. This is probably not the most romantic ask in the world, but you're going to be last alphabetically. Right?
Well, that's, I guess, better than be buried in the middle. Yeah. Another name that people can't pronounce, so.
And, you know, it's going to be Maureen Zumwalt, not Maureen Kruger Zumwalt. Is that okay?
I think that'll work.
We can deal with it?
I think we can deal with it. Are we negotiating our prenup right now?
Well, you're going to have to look over the prenup, see if you want to sign it or not. I cannot.
Hey, Jay-Z?
Yes.
Maureen needs to get her money out of NC Cash before she ties the knot.
Yeah, keep it as separately held assets.
See, I have actually told people before that I considered you a friend, Trevor. So, she's the attorney.
Well, you don't want to get $1 million. You need to get $2 million out before you tie the knot.
She's the attorney here, and I might add, she's not a divorce attorney, which we will not be needing. Well, I guess, Treasure, I'm going to tell you something. I know, Maureen, you've always liked Dale Falwell a lot. Mm-hmm. He was in on this.
Was he?
Yes. He knew what was coming. So don't, you can point the finger at him when you get angry sometimes. Treasure, thank you so much for being with us today, and I guess we'll continue this. We'll be looking forward to having you on the week after next, and keep, and I mean this sincerely, please keep doing the great work you're doing.
Well, to Maureen and Jay-Z, by the way, it's, her name always comes first now. So to Maureen and Jay-Z, I just want to congratulate you. You know, relationships are about unexpected things at unexpected times. And this was definitely an unexpected thing at an unexpected time. So congratulations on your nuptials. Thank you. I have not only been the keeper of the public purse, but I've been the keeper of the secret for the last couple of days. And we look forward to hearing more about this. And and congratulations to both of you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day. I guess.
Bye, Maureen.
Bye. Thank you.
For those still listening, there's a couple of more things we probably need to throw in here. Now, this was a complete surprise to you.
Right? Definitely.
And so I took a real chance.
I was really just scrolling through nccash.com seeing if I had any money in there.
Well, this was a surprise. And what I'm going to talk about now is not a surprise to you, the part that the rest of this. But really and truly, I was thinking, my goodness, if you don't have anything to do when this is over, folks, go look up Dog the Bounty Hunter proposing. You couldn't look any dumber. And I thought, either I'm going to be engaged to be married to Maureen when this show's over, or Dog the Bounty Hunter is going to be calling all his friends and saying, did you see that idiot? She said no. But there's another part about this that's going to be a surprise as well. You already know I'm moving to Texas. I'm going to move down to Kingsville, Texas. And I know that you've got some things to take care of first, and so do I. And we'll figure that out. But I reckon we'll be going to Texas together. Is that a yes or a no?
I think that's a yes. What did Davy Crockett say?
Well, Davy Crockett said, I'm going to, what did he say? He said, I wish you well. You know, he said, you may all go to hell. But as for me, I'm going to Texas. And I would never say that. I love North Carolina. It's been a great place for us.
What, it's not hot and humid enough for you here?
No, I want to go down where it's a little hotter and a little humider. But in all seriousness, we love North Carolina. I know I do. I know you do. I love the people. I've got nothing bad to say. I wish I could get everyone to come with me. There'll be a few people who will celebrate in the streets. The pathetic pilot being one, the worst DA in America will be another. You guys can figure out who that is. But all in all, you'll have a good place to come and visit us. But it'll probably be, we're looking at the next year or so. And this is the first time I've actually asked the question. We might have had just brief, like, hints here and there, but no. If you'd have seen her face, you would know. And if you'd have seen my heart, you'd have known it was very relieved that, did you actually think I was going to call you on here and ask you to come on here and talk about shooting? Nobody cares what you care about shooting.
Well, I've got two pages of notes printed out.
Nobody, there's not one person who wants to hear about
this. I thought you let it in by saying, she's going to tell you when you can shoot somebody. I'm like, well, I'm really not going to say that.
No, well, here's the funny thing. We teach shooting classes together And Maureen has a house. I have a house. We teach shooting classes at my house because I have a range on there. Steve's been there. And we often get statements like this. You can shoot him. My brother-in-law's cop. My brother-in-law said, if you shoot him, just be sure you drag him inside the front door and then you'll be all right. Well, what's wrong with that, Maureen?
Well, don't
let's get back to you going to marry me. Do you believe this?
I believe this, yes.
So were you a little bit surprised?
Just a little bit, yep. Yeah. Good thing that my teenagers are still asleep and they don't listen this early.
Well, they don't listen to this at all, do they?
No.
It'd be like when I was...
teenagers don't listen to the radio. They listen to Spotify. And if you mess up,
look, we're not married yet. We're not married yet. Don't start in on me. Do not start in on me yet.
All right,
I have
Loretta.
To put up with this now, but I won't have too much longer. All this time I've acted like I enjoyed these little. No, how long have we been seeing? 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Yep, something like that.
I think that there will be no surprises. I know who you are. And like I say, 73, you're not really making that deep of a commitment to this thing. So, but no. What's wrong with dragging a body inside? Tell me.
You're tampering with evidence.
You're tampering with evidence. And everyone knows not to do that.
Yep.
And
there's a separate crime, you know, for the way you handle a corpse.
We do teach concealed carry, and I would recommend it to anyone. I think our class, even though it's a little higher than most people, I think our class is one of the better ones in Moore County, and here's why, and I say that unashamedly. Because the biggest thing you should take away from a concealed carry class is the law. When you can carry, when you can't carry, the laws around shooting and not shooting, and there is never a single time when anyone can tell you, you can shoot now. Now you can't shoot. Now you can't shoot. Now you can shoot. Now you can. Every single thing requires the circumstances, but I think that with Maureen's knowledge of having been a DA for so long, she can certainly enable you to know the law well enough to be able to make those decisions. And that's the reason we have concealed carry permits. I can't believe you're going to marry me.
That's pretty exciting.
Just think, 10 minutes ago, we were not. Now,
and now
look,
we're going to be obnoxious and go around and say, my fiancé, well, my fiancé this.
Yeah, people are going to say, your fiancé, buddy, your fiancé. Where the heck is she on the
I'm already registered on the Knot, Amazon, and on 4 or 5 other wedding registries. These apps are quick.
Well, you better hurry because, as I said, 73, you're not going to have much time to register. I don't want to say your fiancé. My fiancé, they're going to be like, where is your fiancé trying to discover the North Pole with Bird or whatever that guy's name was? No, she's, I'll have you know my fiancé. Maureen. You know, you get some, since I'm retired military, you know you get some of those, some benefits from, like you get to go to the PX, BX, you get some medical. I just want to tell you, stay away from those places that check your eyes, because your eyes are good enough, you don't need to see any better than you see right now. There's no reason to improve your eyesight, none whatsoever. And I wear this hat a lot because I like it.
You're not hat fishing?
No. I've got a full head of hair. She's got me so a nervous wreck about not wearing a hat now because, you explain it.
So it's like catfishing where older ladies or older people pretend they're younger, and then when you meet them in person, you're like, ooh, that's not exactly what your profile picture said. So if someone's profile picture on Facebook or TikTok or whatever always wears a hat, there's a good chance there's no hair under that hat. So that's called hat fishing. Once they take the hat off, you're like, ooh.
Okay,
it's kind of like these country music stars. They had the long, fluffy hair in their youth, and they are adamant about wearing a hat.
All right. I'm really glad you explained that, but let's not go overboard on this.
You don't have that problem.
I mean, I'm bald on top, y'all. I'm bald. But, you know, I wouldn't mind if I minded a simple explanation, but you kept going and going and going. Like, okay, I get it. I was expecting... When you take your hat off, you might be able to spot a thinning hair here and there, but you went on and on and on. And that's, again, that's very hurtful, and I want that stuff to stop.
I'm putting this in the diary. Fight number one.
Hey, you know what, Steve? Another thing people can look up on, they're not going to believe this one, on Google. Speaking of relationships and getting married, Sean Connery was pretty famously interviewed by Barbara Walters. It had to be a long time ago. Because she asked him, is it okay to hit a woman? Is it nice to hit a woman? And he said something like, well, it's not nice. It's, I mean, I'm, that, boy, was that a terrible... wasn't that a bad...
Yes.
Well, see, before, when we weren't engaged, you would have told me that was really a good one. See, things are changing already.
Well, my phone is blowing up right now. Apparently,
well,
you have Steve has a lot of listeners.
But anyway, that was... and he said, no, you can hit them. And she said, well, when can you hit a lady? And he said, well, if she... You let them have the last word, and if that's not good enough, then they may deserve a slap. Now, can you imagine Sean Connery? So she said, well, you're going to get a lot of mail over this. And he said, well, a lot of females, too, hopefully. But can you imagine a man telling you, I'm just trying to get a feel for what life's going to be like.
No, I can't. But I can't imagine that when I started working as a prosecutor, there were still marital exemptions to rape. We still have what they call the rule of thumb. As long as you didn't hit your spouse with something thicker than a thumb, you know, like a stick, that it didn't consider an injury.
Right, I'm going to need to know all those rules here.
None of them are quick. But also all
But I'm going to need to know the Texas version.
We read all those little romance novels as teenagers, all these Harlequin bodice ripper romances, and they always start with the man being a total jerk to the woman, but once he forced her into a kiss, she melted and succumbed, and that's how love was. Like, what? That's called date rape.
Yeah.
Or rape.
No, I don't, you know, I don't even, I really truly, I don't like to hear myself make any jokes about that kind of stuff because it's repulsive. And I have seen women beaten really severely. And in those days, you were not supposed to do anything unless the woman would file charges. So.
Well, we've come a long way since then, thankfully.
We have come a long way. And it's aggravating to hear people act like we have not made any progress at all. So. Now, let me ask you this. Have you decided how many people you want at the wedding?
Well, I've taken some rough notes here, and it looks like it's going to be somewhere between 4 and 1,400.
4 and 1,400? Well, do I get a vote?
Nope.
At $40 a plate, John's got enough. He's okay.
Get the treasurer back on here. Have him check for some more money. Well, you know, I've only got so long, as I pointed out several times. Oh, I wanted to tell you more about Dog the Bounty Hunter. You should look on Google, and you should go Google Dog. I hope he's not listening, because I don't want him to send his crew over here. I almost put on a Dog the Bounty Hunter wig here, but picture that in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you'd say no. No wonder she said no. But he said, will you marry me? And she said, what? No, or something like that. And so he tried to act like he was joking, but it failed miserably. He looked like a complete idiot. He failed in his denial. So I didn't want that to happen to me. So after I saw that clip, I started thinking, oh, what if this doesn't work out? And that's when I came up with the 73 years is not that big of a commitment.
And by the way, when we came up with the 8-second delay.
By the way, say hello to Karen and Jimmy and Mandy.
Hello, Karen and Jimmy and Mandy.
They were in on this, too. But... All right, well, I want to talk about other things, but I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of excited about this. I'm
kind of excited, too.
Well, I'm supposed to be excited, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, big step.
But I can't get too excited because of my heart.
It's okay. I carry a baby aspirin around at all times now.
It's not something. Well, I'm going to tell you, now that we're getting married, I believe I can tell you this. And I believe that, you know, you've displayed, you've presented yourself, that you love me. You can get rid of that baby aspirin and replace it with a Depends.
I could say a defibrillator.
No, Depends is funnier. but I'm just for if you you know I'm just kidding about the Depends.
Is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And what an adventure.
Yeah, you've never been married to a 73-year-old guy before, have you?
No, neither have you. I don't think.
Well, it's not much of an adventure. No, we're going to definitely. Well, you know what? I don't know how much adventure it'll be, but I can promise you it'll be fun.
I guess we both need to get a good realtor.
Do you want to hear Dog the Bounty Hunter proposal?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me dump that right there.
And I have a good realtor, Angie McHugh, one of the hosts of this, advertisers.
Here you go. It's 38 seconds.
What is Beth saying about everything that's happened the last couple weeks?
Well, one time, She said, if something would happen, because I always said, you're not going to die. Don't worry, you're not going to die. I held that to the very last breath. You're not dying. And she said, I want you to be happy. And I didn't tell you I was going to do this. This is a Dr. Oz show. I think this will put a stop to a lot of this. Moon Angel, will you marry me?
What? No.
What are you saying?
That's it.
Well, what she's saying, she clarified it. No. But
the whole interview is 7 minutes. I didn't think we had that much time.
How much time do we have? I mean, I'm just kidding about being 73. I have a little more time than that.
I need to get that insurance policy in effect. I hope there's enough time.
Well, if there's someone who will sell you insurance, get it. I've already got you pretty heavily insured.
Oh, those true crime podcasts are going to come in handy now.
Well, I had to find a kind of a sleazy insurance salesman. Here's his motto. He said, here at the insurance company, our motto is, we can make it look like an accident. So.
You know, we've had a lot of exciting announcements right here in this studio. This is where I announced I was going to retire.
Oh, and do you remember, Steve, when she announced that she was not going to run for district attorney, never a single word of that appeared in the pathetic pilot. Little jealous boys couldn't stand it that you beat them to it. Steve, all the stuff about the sheriff, we won't go into the old sheriff, mm-hmm. all the stuff about the Democrat sheriff that ran. And there are lots of others. All the lies that have been told by the pathetic public, they'll be glad to see us go. I know they will.
Well, the good thing about the internet is that just because we're gone doesn't mean we're really gone.
Yeah.
Well, at least I can get my reputation back by who I hang out with.
Yeah,
you have to bring it back up a notch.
And I'm planning on still sending in the Zoom wall zones, the minute and a half ones, if that's Steve will let me do that. But anyway.
And then I can start on my Zoom wall zingers.
Oh, brother. I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to have to be some firm rules in this marriage, and one of them is going to be, I do the joke. Steve, how much time we got left?
About 45 seconds.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a rule of thumb here. If you ask somebody to marry you, time just slows down a lot. And, Maureen, I do love you. You know, I don't want to turn this into an episode of Jerry Springer. I'm so happy you said yes. And we're going to have a, Lord willing, a wonderful life.
I agree. Absolutely.
And a long one.
Hopefully. I've already had a long one. He's already answered that part of my prayer. But anyway, I think you were completely fooled. And that was
speechless.
My goal.
What you going to do with that swimming pool?
I understand you can do short-term rentals.
Yeah, we're in favor of short-term rentals.
All right, well, congratulations, you two, and of course, we wish you 100% of the best. And so it goes for this Wednesday. What a Wednesday. You have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow for a Thumpin' Thursday. Until then, be sure to support the mom and pop businesses you hear on this station because they're the core of our economic recovery here. We don't have to go down with the rest of the country. We can do just fine here by reinvesting here and buy local. And be sure to tell them WEEB asked you to come. And also don't forget, millions of Americans have fought and they have died to give and protect the freedoms that you get to enjoy today. Live today worthy of their and their family sacrifice. I'm Steve Leader Adams and the Leader Man, and Nick and Colt the Dog. We'll all see you this afternoon at the hot, sweltering dog park.